WTLC AM Indianapolis. Indy's choice for inspiration and praise. AM 1310, The Light.
All right, welcome back to the second half of Afternoons with Amos. I'm Amos Brown, glad to have you here. A couple of other things before we get started. On Thursday, we will have detailed data on income and poverty and education and all kinds of stuff from the Census Bureau's American Community Survey that will be released on Thursday morning. This morning, the Census Bureau released information nationally about poverty in this country. The poverty rate in this country fell from 15% in 2012 to 14.5% in 2013, but the number of Americans below the poverty level stayed the same at 42.5 million. African-American poverty nationwide unchanged at 27.5% nationwide. I hesitate seeing what the numbers are for 2013 in Indianapolis, and these people already know that because some of them are incumbent township trustees and Democrats, and then others want to be township trustees and a Democrat in the House. Let me see if I do this in alphabetical order. Eugene Akers, the trustee of Center Township. Vernon Brown is running for trustee in Warren Township, the former city county council councilor who has only been retired all of a month. We also have in the House Trustee Lula Patton of Pike Township. We have candidate Steve Talley, who is running to be Township Trustee in Lawrence Township. And we have Renee Pack, who is running for Trustee in Wayne Township. I'm going to go around. I'm going to start with Trustee Akers. And our standard first question with everybody is, why are you running? So, Trustee Akers, welcome. Why are you running again?
Thank you. To continue the good work that I feel that we've been doing in Center Township, assisting people, helping kids get school clothes, food vouchers, electrical and all.
All right. Vernon Brown, you served a number of years on the council. Why are you running for Warren Township Trustee?
Good afternoon, Amison. Yes, I retired from the council after 10 years and 7 months, so not 1 month vacation has been great. But I'm running for Warren. I believe the government should do the most for those who have the least. And township government is a direct servant of the people who are in need. And that's their primary mission is to help people. And that's why I would like to be involved in Warren Township and become the Warren Township trustee in order to continue that legacy and my belief of helping people in need.
Renee Pack, you are the Democratic candidate for Wayne Township trustee. Why are you running?
Well, I'm running because this is just an extension of the service that I've given throughout my life. I'm a military veteran. I work now within the Wayne Township school system as a parent community liaison. The folks in our area in Wayne Township definitely need a voice. The trustee is there to assist those that are in need, and sometimes that assistance goes beyond just that check for the rent or the electric bill. They need a voice. They need someone to get in there with them and help them understand that the way out is education and relationships. And I want to make the relationships with our residents.
Lula Patton, you are the trustee of Pike Township. Why are you running again?
Oh, I'm running to continue providing the excellent service that we provided over the last 11 and a half years. We remain fiscally responsible. We're under budget every year, and I have a unique understanding of township government, and I'd like to continue that along with some other ideas that we have for the next term.
Steve Talley, you're currently a member of the City County Council. Now you want to move from that position to be the Lawrence Township Trustee. Why are you running?
Well, you know, Amos, I've served the residents of Lawrence Township over the last 10 years as City County Councilor. And unfortunately, in the legislature a couple of years ago, they passed a law that I could no longer serve as a counselor and then work and continue to work full time as with the Indianapolis Police Department. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to continue my service with the residents of Lawrence Township, so I decided I could do that best by running for Lawrence Township Trustee.
239-1310, 239-1310. It's Afternoons with Amos with Democratic incumbents and candidates for Township Trustee. Let me first start with Trustee Lula Patton in Pike and Renee Pack in Wayne, because you're in townships that have fire service. Let me first start with Renee. Your opponent was here in the first hour, and I asked him his position on the fire service. And he is committed to Wayne Township continuing to have an independent fire department. If you're elected township trustee in Wayne, what is your position on the fire department?
Well, me being a realist, I'm going to take what we have now, which is no consolidation, and we're going to make it work the best for our firefighters, our EMTs, and for their families. If the time does come down the road, and I can't make that prediction, but if it does come and we are faced with consolidating with IFD, we'll make sure that the transition is as smooth and as healthy as possible for all involved. But at this time, I am not in favor of consolidation. I'm in favor of working with what we have and making it work the best.
If those crazy people in the legislature put a gun to your head and to the people of Wayne Township and say you need to give up your fire department, are you going to tell them you want to be like Scotland and have the right to have an independent vote on whether you keep your fire department? I figure if the Scots can vote for independence, the people of Wayne Township can decide they want to have their own fire department.
Right, and I believe that the people should be able to cast that vote. If they're able to cast a vote for trustee, mm-hmm. I think certainly an issue like that, they should also have a say-so. At this time, as I said, I do not want the fire department consolidated with IFD. They are doing a wonderful job. They've got some issues that probably need to be worked out, but we're going to get there if I'm elected.
Lula Patton, you're over a great fire department out in Wayne Township. Your opponent in
Pike.
I'm sorry. Pike, she's going to keep me on straight and narrow. That's a good thing. Your opponent, in his written statement, because he couldn't break away as a firefighter down in Morgan County in Monrovia to be here with us today, talked briefly about the fire department, but did not take a stand on, if elected, whether he would in favor a merger. On the website, he still did not make a definitive statement. Is that one of the big issues in this campaign, is that you are in favor of keeping the fire department in Pike Township, and he has not, you know, said definitively where he stands on this issue?
Well, this is the first I've heard of it. I haven't met the gentleman. I don't know anything about his platform, if he has one. I'm adamantly against consolidation, as you know. I've worked hard to make sure that Pike Township has the proper fire protection. We have an excellent department. We just hired 7 new firefighters to replace some of the retiring guys that we have. And I don't see the need to try to change something that's not broken.
239-1310, 239-1310 is afternoon's name. Is on the issue of customer service, and let me ask all of you, and start with the ones that I haven't asked a question of yet. In our first hour, there were a number of calls from people who went to their township trustee. Some mentioned Pike, some mentioned Warren, a few mentioned Wayne, where they went and did not have a positive customer service experience, or they didn't understand the regulations or thought the regulations needed to be loosened. Let me start with Vernon Brown. If you are elected trustee in Warren Township, what are you going to do to make sure those workers in the office treat everyone with dignity and not assume just because they come in there looking for assistance, they need to be looked down upon?
Because, Amos, customer service and helping people, that's the mission of the trustee's office. So all employees will follow that mission if I'm elected trustee. But that's my mission, to help people. I think there's some things you could do. Maybe Warren Township takes applications by appointment. They give information out over the phone. I know some townships take walk-in service. Maybe there needs to be a combination of appointments and walk-in service. Maybe we need to extend the hours to have some evening hours so people can apply for assistance, or some weekend hours. Whatever it takes to make the customer, make services more available to the customer. That's what we'll do in Warren if I'm elected as trustee.
Steve Talley, in terms of customer service, if elected, what would you do to make sure that not only people are treated fairly, but if the decision is no, explain in English why it is no?
That's very important. And the one thing that I would want I would suggest, and I would mandate our employees understand is that those folks who are coming in asking for service are our neighbors. They're residents of Lawrence Township. They are our neighbors and our clients, and so consequently they should be treated as we would treat our neighbors. And the second part of your question was that, like Vernon, I would suggest that we have hours that are more convenient to our clients.
Eugene Akers, you're the trustee in Center Township. This is the area with the highest rates of poverty in any category that you look at. How critical is customer service, you know, given the volume of people that your staff speaks with? Is that a constant issue, you know, keeping your staff focused on the customer first?
Most definitely. We are customer savvy. Matter of fact, we're getting ready to do an in-service with all staff in a couple of weeks to train the staff on how to be more courteous, how to be more customer-friendly, that we are there to help people, not to downgrade people.
239-1310, 239-1310 this afternoon's name. Let me go to the phones. And Robert, hi there.
How you doing, Amos?
Fine.
I'd like to address this question to Mr. Akers. If an immigrant come into your office and their children are enrolled in the public schools, and you would be highly suspicious that the immigrant children's parents are illegal, would you still service those children in form of school clothing and what have you?
Most definitely, especially if they fit the guidelines. We have a very strong feeling about kids and helping kids and school clothes. We helped over 1,800 kids clothe over 1,800 kids this year for school clothes. And if they are an immigrant, if they are enrolled in IPS system.
But if your parents are illegal, would you do the same?
Yes. I most definitely would. The kids need help, and just because their parents are not doing right, we would definitely help the kids anyway.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, let me go to Anonymous at 239-1510. Hi there.
Hey, Amos, and to your constituents, I just have two comments. I personally have worked for a township trustee, and I'm not going to say what township because they were there earlier. Some of the stuff that the incumbent was saying was not true, because I worked as a clerk at this particular township, and he was saying that they did not ask for all receipts. That's not true, because I personally would copy receipts, even if it was for a piece of bubble gum. I copied those receipts. Number two, the other thing is some of those workers do talk to those clients like they're natural dogs, and I think that is unfair. That person's coming in for help. They're already feeling down, and they do not need an individual talking to them like they're a two-year-old. That's my comment. But I'm just kind of upset with that comment that they do not ask for all receipts when they do.
All right, appreciate it. 239-1310, 239. Well, Patton, how do you monitor your staff? How do you make sure, and this is open up to any of you, even those that are in, those that are trying to get elected, how do you monitor to make sure the staff, the intake staff, you know, isn't talking down to somebody, isn't treating somebody like who'd have thought it?
Okay. First of all, I sit with the caseworkers from time to time to see how they're doing their interview process. I also listen in on telephone with our appointment person. I have a very, very nice staff of people. And once we have an issue, I get to the bottom of it and get it resolved, because I'm not there to babysit with adults, and I make sure that they respect our clients when they come in.
How important is it if a client comes in to a trustee's office and they disagree with the decision the caseworker makes to either make a formal appeal, or if they're disrespected in the process, ask to speak with a supervisor, or if necessary, ask to speak to the elected trustee. How important is that?
It's very important. And many times we do have folks ask to speak with the supervisor, and normally we suggest that they go to the appeal process. There are times when I do overturn a case, but I don't see all the cases. And I am confident of how my caseworkers handle cases, so I don't really need to monitor every case. But if we have issues, I do address them.
Eugene Akers, I mean, you do so much volume. Is that, you know, how important is it if a person perceives that they are disrespected, that they talk to a supervisor or get information to your specific office?
Well, first of all, I have an open-door policy, which my staff thinks is very funny. Especially my assistants. He says, you got open door policy and everybody comes to my office. But regardless that, staff working on kindness, thoughtfulness, and, I don't tolerate it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't talk down to people just because they've got some bad luck. You don't do any of that. That's why we're having this in-service coming up very soon for all the staff on how to talk to people, how to have that open heart. Because, you know, everybody is just a paycheck away from being there at the trustee's office to get some help.
Renee Pack, you are running against a Republican incumbent. So if you're elected, what would you be doing differently, if anything, in running the Wayne Township trustee's office than is currently being done?
Well, first and foremost, as you all have been talking about the treatment of the clients that come into the office, it has to be done with respect, and it has to be done with dignity. I'm a business management major, and I have an expertise in workplace cultures, and I understand that the culture of the office starts with the leadership, and I would be that leader that would ensure that we provide the best, most cordial service to our residents. I heard it mentioned also, I want to extend hours also. We have residents that cannot make it during the regular business hours without losing pay or without being docked or possibly losing their job. And we don't want them in a position where they're going to lose what little they already have. So I would really like to work out extended hours at least once a week, maybe flex some times with our workers. Also, I work with children every day. We have 750 within my school building alone, and I see how many just aren't able to be all they can be and participate in all the things they want to because of money. And I am such a proponent of just starting what I'm calling, if I'm elected, of course, the Trustees Athletic League, where we raise funds so that our boys and our girls are able to participate in leagues without their parents having the hardship of supporting them financially. And this would be done through 5Ks, through golf tournaments, right, all those things that would help our young people. And that's the beginning of fighting for the next generation.
Vernon Brown and Steve Talley, you are running to take the place of Democratic incumbent trustees who are retiring. Would you be doing anything differently if elected to Trustee Vernon Brown out in Warren Township than is already being done now?
Well, Trustee Jeff Bennett, who is the current trustee who is retiring, has done an outstanding job. And Jeff's my friend. We've discussed building additional relationships. Jeff has been able to build some relationships with Old Bethel, with Cafe, that's Community Action on the Far East Side, with Forest Manor, to provide services for clients who don't actually fit the guidelines of what the trustee can do. So I would like to build on those relationships and expand those relationships to provide further services, maybe some job services, some health services with some other organizations that fit along into the helping people that are who are in need. So I would expand on what Jeff's already done. I don't plan on dropping any programs that he's done so far because they're all great programs. He's done an outstanding job.
Steve Talley.
Thank you very much. Russell Brown is a current incumbent trustee, and he has strong staff. His intake folks are excellent, and he was able to improve the amount of services to our clients, our residents, from 24% to 76% in 3 years. I will continue that. I will continue the relationships that he's built over the number of years that he was the trustee, as well as just a week or so ago, he opened up a food pantry there at 7800 block on Poundland Pike, because, as you know, might not know the trustee's office, there's no public transportation. So I will continue those same policies that he's instituted.
All right, 239-1310, 239-1310 is afternoon's name. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more of your questions on the issues important to you in the race for township trustee. We have from Center, Trustee Eugene Akers, from Lawrence, candidate Steve Talley, from Pike, Trustee Lula Patton, from Warren, candidate Vernon Brown, and from Wayne, candidate Renee Pack, the Democrats, in the House for township trustee. More after these.
Hello, this is Maggie Lewis, president of the City County Council, and when I want to stay informed, I always listen to Afternoons with Amos on AM 1310, The Light.
All right, let me go to the phones. And Judy, hi there.
How you doing?
Fine.
Amos, I got a question for them guys. I try to get help from them when I was in the hospital, if you remember. And I got out, and I needed help in a motel where I was at.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, still homeless right now. So I was wondering, why wasn't I able to get help? Because the one on Massachusetts, I went there, and there's a young guy that's there, the little boot thing. And so as I was asking him, there was a lady to come out and hear my conversation. And then she said, "Well, we don't help with motels, you know."
I
can give you some.
What were you trying to get? What were you trying to get help for?
When I stayed in a motel, because remember they had put me out when I got sick.
Mm-hmm.
And so I needed help in the motel because the motel cost $180 a week. So I get money from my ex-husband from the Army.
And what township office was this?
Massachusetts.
That's Center Township. Yeah. All right, he's Center Township. And what month was that?
I've been in a motel since March.
Of this year?
Yeah.
And
I'm just here and there at the different places to live in right now.
Okay, Trustee Akers is listening. He's getting ready to ask you something.
You said you're staying in a motel now?
Well, I'm homeless. I'm staying with a guy, which I don't want to, but it cost me $730 a month, and my check's only $751.
It costs you $700 a month to do what?
To stay in a motel.
So you're staying in a motel right now, but you're not working?
No, I get the retirement.
Okay.
So I'm staying with a friend, which I don't want to, but I have no choice right now.
And when you went to the trustee's office, what did you ask them to do?
I asked them, do they help with the paying the rent? And he said, like, explain more. And then there was a lady that heard me, and she said, well, we don't help people to stay in motels.
Okay. So the first question is, trustee, do you help to stay in a motel?
No, we don't.
You don't?
No. But I'm not understanding. What motel were you staying at?
Motel 8.
Which is where?
38th and Shadeland.
38th and what?
And Shadeland. Okay. Let me ask this other question. Trustee, are you prohibited by law from providing any kind of rental assistance if the property is outside your township?
No. It has to be inside.
It has to be
center.
In the township.
Correct.
So if they want, if Judy wanted help for a motel, but it was in Warren Township, but she lived at the time she applied in Center Township, that you couldn't help.
That is very true. But we have a listing of realtors are homeowners that are renting homes, and if you're spending $700 a month to stay in a motel, you can get a house for that kind of money.
Have you? So, do you currently live in Center Township now?
Well, I'm staying with a friend.
Where's a friend live? I don't want the exact address. Give me two cross streets.
Linwood and Washington.
No, that's in Warren Township. Have you gone to the Warren Township trustee?
No, just only over there.
Yeah, we need to talk to the trustee of where you're actually living right now. And that sounds like Warren Township, not Center Township.
I don't live here. I'm just saying.
But you have, but you can only get help in the township where you're currently living.
Well, I don't consider it living.
Yeah, but okay. Where you're currently domiciled, where the roof is. I know you don't consider it living, but there's rules they have to follow.
Uh-huh.
Give my office a call, and
I tell you what would be easier, Trustee Drew. If you would take, we're gonna, Judy, we're gonna get your name and a number where you can be reached off the air.
Okay.
And we'll share this with Trustee Akers of Center Township. Okay. So hold on, and Drew is gonna get you off the air. That'll allow me to talk to Bill at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hey, good afternoon, Amos.
Good afternoon.
Nice to be your guest. And I wish that I could vote for all of them. I would, but I can only vote for one, and that's Brother Akers, and I will vote for him. Trustee Patton alluded to the issue of the appeals process. Could you elaborate on the appeals process and who is the ultimate decision if someone's dissatisfied with the decision made at the local level?
Okay. Trustee Lula Patton.
Okay, once a client is denied, we offer them the opportunity to appeal the case. We then have the case assigned to a judge who comes out to our office, and that judge makes the ultimate decision as to why the person was denied.
Mm-hmm.
Or she has the option to overturn our caseworker's decision and approve it. And also, there are times when I sit in on all the cases, all the appeals, and there are times that I actually overturn the case as well and remand it back to the trustee office and help the person.
All right. 239-1310. 239-1310 is absolutely his name. It's back to the phones and anonymous. Hi there.
Hi. Yes, I know Jane Akers very well. He seems to be a very, very current man. However, his staff has never been current, and I know personally Ms. Scott and some of the rest of them. I fell in need of assistance. I was working, have been working over 30 years. I fell in need because I got hurt after I switched jobs. I switched jobs because of the fact the company that I was working for was folding, and they recommend me to go to this other company. I was hired. I got injured. And at the time I got injured, I did not have enough money. I didn't have enough time to receive any benefits from that company.
Mm-hmm.
I had a house that I'd been paying on for over 30 years. Thank God I still got it. What happened was Mr. Akers helped me. Because I took the paperwork, but his staff was very, very rude, especially Ms. Scott. She told me, well, as much money as you see that you have here, it's no way in the world you should have needed anybody's assistance, and you don't look like you're disabled to work. Well, my thing was I had to pay in between time getting help from anybody while I was waiting on the decision from the unemployment office, and also applied for workman's comp, which I didn't get, and I was working on the decision. Finally, the doctors found me unable to work. Well, it took a process. My sister, in the meantime, I did get some money from my retirement. I got some money from back pay for vacation. They paid me all of that. But in order to save my house, my sister had been carrying me. My sister paid the bills on the promise that when I got my money, that I would pay her back. So I paid her back, but that still left me broke and waiting on the decision. Thank God I did get my disability and was able to repay the trustee back the money that they gave me. But there's no way that they can ever repay for the insulting, especially Ms. Scott. And I work down there on the work program. Mr. Akers is a very highly respected man down there, but the rest of them people, I don't know about from her. And I've seen them as I was mopping the floors, talking about how they how they denied cases because somebody looked like they had a nice hairdo. They pretty savage and don't nothing look like nothing was wrong with that person. I if you want me to come in and show you who I am, I will. I just did it this summer just because I want everybody to see the paperwork where I applied, where she tried to deny me even after being on the doctor's care.
Right. We get the point. Let me let Trustee Akers respond.
Do I have your name? Do we have his name, Amos?
He's anonymous. Would you like to follow up with him?
Why don't you leave your number and let me give you a call when I get out of here?
All right. So, caller, if you would hold on, let me get Drew's attention because another caller is trying to call and thinks Drew is the host of the show and not me. So, Drew, if you would get Anonymous's name off the air and phone number, and the trustee will follow up. That'll allow me to talk to Kevin at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hey, you know you got the best show in the city.
Thank you.
Just call and let us know. Can the people of the trustee, can they not know what kind of programs they have? And another thing, they call or just call. Some of the employees for the trustee, they got to think about that HIPAA thing. And I just want to hear the comments.
All right, that's a good point. And let me go around for the trustees that are here, the incumbents, and I want to go around to the challengers. If you're elected, what kind of programs would you put in that aren't already in place in the township trustee's office? What programs do you already have in place, Eugene Akers, in center?
We have a reentry program going. We also have employment help, where we help folks fill out resumes and send out employment. The other programs that I'd like to enter are some programs for kids, but that's on down the line for now.
All right, Trustee Patton.
Okay, we do have referral services to different agencies if we can't help the client. If they are either over the income guidelines or for whatever reason they may not qualify, we do try to refer them to other agencies for help. Going forward, I'm working on a drug awareness program for our children who are in elementary, middle school, and high school. Because of the drug problems that we have in the city right now, or countrywide, quite frankly, I have a strong feeling that we need to be doing more to help our children be aware of what's going on out there.
All right. Steve Talley, if you're elected, are there other programs that you want to put in place in Lawrence Township?
I don't think it's necessary so much creating new programs, but looking for partnerships. Vernon talked about the partnership with Cafe Community Alliance for the Far East Side. Mm-hmm. There are library branches that do job readiness skills. And it's just building those partnerships, I think, is what we would focus mainly on.
Vernon Brown, if elected, would there be any new or different programs in Warren Township Trustee's office?
And like I said earlier, there are several programs that Trustee Bennett have already built some relationships, and I'd like to expand those relationships. I'm looking forward to picking the brains of Trustee Patton and Trustee Akers of some of the things they've been doing over the years. And like I said, expanding the resources. If the trustee, according to the trustee guidelines, we can't help a person to know where to send that person to for the appropriate level of help. And then doing some creative things, as Ms. Pack said, about doing some more things with children out there. Maybe sponsoring some teams at the Y and we want to get a Boys and Girls Club over a cafe now. So being able to be a community partner with agencies like that.
And Renee Pack.
And again, I do want to just deliberately seek out partnerships with the private sector and also with our faith-based community, because there are organizations out there that are just wanting to help, especially with our young people. And as I mentioned before, the Trustees Athletic League, athletics and being a part of a team and learning sportsmanship and getting along is very important to our kids. And it's also something that will extend into their school years and their adulthood. And I think this is really being a organizer of our youth groups. This is really a great way to start to cut down on the crime rate. So that's going to be a real important organization for me. Also, the employment assistance and follow-up. I think that's going to be extremely important. Not just a handout, this is the resource, now go get it. But let's follow up. Let's meet again and see how this is going and what we can do to change it.
Back to the phones and Jeremy at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hello, hi. You know, being someone who lives in Lawrence, and I know Mr. Talley. How are you, Mr. Talley?
We're good, sir. We're good.
Yeah, this is Jeremy Ferris. Just wanted to say, you know, this is the type of guy, he's got the sense of fairness and, I think, and compassion. I think that Lawrence Township needs. He's done a lot of great work with, like, as far as with the sewage system, reworking that and working with the police and getting the youth involved. So anything I can do to help, I'm in your corner.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jeremy.
All right, let me go to Brad at 239-1310. Hi there.
How you doing, Amos? How you doing this afternoon?
Fine.
Good, great. My question that I have is this. I came to get assistance. I live in Wayne Township, and I had to go to greater action to get assistance for my light. I'm disabled. What I was told here, they made an announcement, which I was wanting to know, for individuals that are on low income and Section 8, they have made an announcement that they are not able to receive assistance, energy assistance with their bills. My question is it like that everywhere? Is there any way they can get assistance? Because I conduct Bible study also in Wayne Township area, and I have some people there that have some struggles, some hard times. Is there any way they can get some help?
So wait a minute, these are people that are on Section 8?
Yes, they're on Section 8 or low income. And there's someone that's needing energy assistance.
Are you talking about the energy assistance that starts in October?
Yes, sir.
Who told them that you can't, if you're low income, you can't get energy assistance?
When I went there, that's what they announced with the, they said that anybody's on low income or Section 8, you couldn't get assistance. They turned away one other gentleman, and he lives in a house, you know, he owned his house, but, you know, he said he's been far disabled and he needs some help.
Well,
they told him they couldn't help him because
wait a minute. When was this? Was this last winter?
No, I just left the energy assistance last month. I just left them last month.
Well, but see, energy assistance is changing. It's going to be run through United Way 211 and the Multi Service Center starting on October the 3rd.
Okay, so would those individuals be able to get assistance?
I think that the first step, they were here last Friday. The first step is to call 211 starting on October the 1st.
Okay.
And go through the process. I don't think Section 8 disqualifies you from being in the Winter Energy Assistance Program. This is the program that happens where you sign up in the fall and you get the appointment in November and then they make the determination.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much, Amos.
All right, you're quite welcome. 239-1310. 239-1310 this afternoon's Amos. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll ask these candidates how concerned are they about the legislature. Every year, it seems like the legislature wants to get rid of these township trustees. And then also what effect these proposed changes in small claims courts could do to township trustees. It's Afternoons with Amos after these.
Hello, I'm Ebony Chappelle, and I'm with the Indianapolis Recorder newspaper. You're listening to Afternoons with Amos on AM 1310, The Light.
You would have thought that we're here with candidates Steve Talley, Vernon Brown, Renee Pack, and Trustee Eugene Akers of Center Township, Trustee Lula Patton of Pike Township. You would have thought by now the legislature would have given up messing with townships, particularly if a Republican-dominated legislature can't even get it through. That's their own people stopping them. This whole situation with, there's a report from the Supreme Court. They hired some consultant out of Denver that says the small claims courts should suddenly become parts of the circuit court if that were to happen? And I doubt that's going to happen, but if that were to happen, does that impact your budget any?
It does, because, well, matter of fact, tonight is a budget meeting. We do have a budget for the small claims court, and it would impact because I'm imagining that they would be attempting to take that money out of the trustees' budget to indeed run the courts.
Mm-hmm. In terms of this argument, I guess the city council tonight in the committee is going to settle this argument about the local homestead property tax credit. If they were to get rid of that, does that impact y'all's budget? Does that take money away from poor relief and from fire service in Pike and Wayne?
It would some, but not a lot.
Not a lot.
We've just finished our budget. It hasn't been passed yet, but right now we look okay.
Let me 239-1310, 239-1310 is afternoon's name. Let me go to the phones and Stella. Hi there.
Hi, this comment is for Ms. Patton. And Ms. Patton, you know I love you. You're an awesome woman. I want to tell you thank you, thank you, thank you for staying in the position that you are in, because we're not taking any new applications, as you know. But the mere fact that you have a heart for God's people. So everyone in Pike, everybody in Indiana, Indianapolis, if you know someone in Pike, we need to back Ms. Lula Patton. We're not taking new hires. She's already in. She's already vested. She knows our kids. She knows our community. She knows our school. She's a woman of God. So, Ms. Patton, I want to salute you for still wanting to walk with God's people, and even when they're at their lowest. God bless you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Keep me in your prayers, please.
I mentioned at the beginning of the hour the news that came out nationally that the number of Americans in poverty basically was unchanged from 2012 to 2013. New data was released this morning by the Census Bureau. And we'll have detailed data for 2013 for Indianapolis and Marion County on Thursday. But hypothetically, there's been all this chatter from businesses downtown, from the mayor, from Governor Pence, that the economy is booming, that things are wonderful, that they're turning around, and that things are great. You all are running for an office that touches people's suffering on a daily basis. For the candidates that are running to be trustee, as you've talked to people, as you looked in those offices, and for those who are incumbents, is it really getting better out there, or are we treading water?
Renee, I'm just going to speak to my view.
Mm-hmm.
And from my view, I still see a lot of hurting, suffering people. And if we have our leaders saying that, well, everything is booming, maybe it is at some level, but from our level out in Wayne Township, it's not booming for a lot of our residents. And that's why they need someone that's going to help lead them through education and relationship to that point where they can be self-sustaining citizens. These are the ones that are forgotten. That's why we don't hear about all of them, and they need someone to stand in the gap for them.
Vernon Brown, when I looked at the data from 2012 on the level of poverty in Warren Township, I think it would stun a lot of people that just on African Americans in 2012, 43% of African Americans in Warren Township lived below the poverty level. That's one of the highest percentages of any of the township. That's pushing center township rate. Is that something where people in the township don't realize, you know, that there are people hurting out on the east side?
Well, people are hurting everywhere, Amos, but I think the number of applications for assistance between 2012 to 2014 have gone up in Warren Township. But also there's a segment of Warren Township that thinks that a lot of things that the good things that go on in Warren are under assessed and not taken into consideration when things happen in Warren, like Washington Square Mall, you know, is closing down, you know. There's money in Warren Township. There's opportunities, but we just need other agencies to work with us and to help build those opportunities for everybody. And I think that's part of my my asset that I add to the Warren Township Trustee's Office. By 10 years on the council, I've built relationships with city government and people in private industry to help bring additional resources to the townships to kind of help eradicate that poverty level.
Anonymous will be our last caller with the Democratic candidates for Township Trustee. Hi there.
Hi, Amos. How are you?
Fine.
This is kind of like off subject, but I have a question. I had gotten some medication at a pharmacy, and I had went to renew my prescription, not knowing that they gave me a different medicine, you know. And so when I went to just get it refilled yesterday, they told me they gave me the wrong medicine the last time I was in there, and so they gave me my medicine for free. I'm trying to figure out who I can call to report something like that.
You call the district. Was this a drugstore you went to?
Grocery store, pharmacy.
You first file a complaint with the manager of that grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
You ask for the area manager for that grocery store chain. And then you look up the corporate website of that grocery store and make a complaint to the home office.
Okay.
And maybe you might need to make a complaint to the Indiana Department of Health or the Indiana Pharmacy Board.
Pharmacy.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Our standard closing question to all candidates is, if people want more information about your campaign, how do they get a hold of you? We'll start with Trustee Lula Patton.
Okay, Mike. Phone number is area code 317-250-4717. My email address is lula.patton@att.net.
All right, Vernon Brown, running for the Democrat, running for Warren Township Trustee. If people want more information about your campaign, how do they get a hold of you?
They can call me personally at 317-501-6680. That's 317-501-6680, the same phone number for the last 11 years.
Renee Pack is the Democratic candidate running for Wayne Township Trustee. How do people get a hold of you?
Yes, our phone number is area code 317-506-6314. Our website, reneepack.com, all lower caps, no spaces. You can also take a look at our calendar and see where we're going to be. Also, Facebook, Twitter, Renee Pack for Trustee and Pack for Trustee. I'd be glad to talk to you. We are looking forward to a new day of service in Wayne Township.
Eugene Akers is the trustee in Center Township running for re-election. How do people get a hold of you for your campaign?
At ewakers@inbox.com.
All right, and Steve Talley is the Democratic candidate running for Lawrence Township Trustee. In your campaign, how do people get a hold of you?
My phone number is 317-441-5185. 317-441-5185. Or Talley, T-A-L-L-E-Y, J as in James, S as in Steve, @AOL.com.
And final question, you guys have been out, your organizations have been out knocking on doors, talking to people. What's the mood? You know, are people voting, or are we going to let these Scottish people, you know, have everybody voting in Scotland, and we just going to sit back and five people vote in November the 4th here?
It's really important for us to work to get out the vote on November 4th and early voting during the month of October. When I go to doors, it's like we wake up our residents. There's like, oh yeah, we've got an election coming up. Mm-hmm. And I really do ask them. I'm very deliberate about asking them to please be a part of the process, to vote. If you want to see change, vote for that change.
All right, it is. Guys, thank you very, very much. Eugene Akers, Steve Talley, Lula Patton, Vernon Brown, Renee Pack. Thanks very much for being with us. Tomorrow we'll preview the 31st Circle City Classic. They'll be here to tell us all about that. Folks from McDonald's will be here. They've got something special. We've got some other things. And then on Thursday, all you got to be here on Thursday. Has unemployment fallen in Indianapolis? Has poverty started to go down in Indianapolis? Has our black community finally started to see the big light at the end of the recession tunnel? We'll have the answers to all of those and some other important questions on the program Thursday. I'm Amos Brown. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow live at 1:00.